The day you stop taking things personally is the day you finally breathe. Most people walk around feeling hurt by things that were never really about them. A short reply. A cold tone. Someone not calling back. Suddenly, you start wondering what you did wrong. You overthink. You feel heavy. And it happens over and over again, sometimes without even noticing it. But here's the truth most of the time. It's not about you. People are dealing with their own thoughts, stress, and stories. You just happen to be there. The power of not taking things personally is about breaking that pattern. It's about learning how to protect your peace, even when people are off, rude, distant, or cold. It's not about ignoring things, it's about not carrying what isn't yours. This is real life, real emotions, real growth. If you're tired of overthinking, feeling hurt too often, or letting others shape your day, this is where everything starts to change. Chapter 1. Recognize when your mind creates false stories. You know there is a moment in every person's life when something happens and the mind starts running on its own. Someone says a word. Someone gives a look. Someone forgets to reply. Someone sounds distant. And before anything real is confirmed, the mind creates a whole story. Suddenly you feel judged or ignored or unimportant, and none of it has been checked, none of it is grounded in truth. It is only built from old fears and old memories. Today is about recognizing that moment and taking back your power, because this single skill can change the way you feel about yourself and the way you move through life. There are times when a simple comment feels heavier than it should. You may feel your stomach tighten or your chest become warm. You may feel your body pull back as if something is wrong. That physical shift is often the first signal that your mind is building something that is not real. The body reacts before the mind catches up. In those moments, you can pause and ask yourself what is happening inside. The goal here is not to fight the feeling, but to notice it with honesty. When you notice it, you gain the first piece of control. A false story can begin because of many things. You might be tired. You might be stressed. You might be carrying past experiences that never fully healed. You may have grown up trying to please people, and now every small reaction feels like a sign that you failed. When the brain sees something that resembles an old wound, it reaches back and pulls the emotion forward. And before you know it, you believe people are attacking you even when they are not. This is how fast the mind moves, and this is why awareness is your greatest strength. When you recognize a false story forming, you can stop the emotional spiral before it grows. You can say to yourself that you do not have all the information. You can remind yourself that the mind often fills in what it does not understand. You can give yourself the right to check things clearly instead of reacting from fear. This is not weakness. This is maturity. This is real inner strength, because you are choosing understanding over assumptions. Many people spend years feeling hurt by things that were never meant to hurt them. A short message is read as rejection. A serious face is taken as anger. A quiet friend becomes a sign of distance. And none of this is based on truth. The mind jumps to conclusions because it wants certainty. It wants to protect you. But the truth is that the mind often protects you from things that were never dangerous. So you end up fighting battles that never existed. When you begin to recognize these patterns, you free yourself from a long cycle of emotional pain. Think about how often people misread you. Think about how many times you were quiet because you were tired, not because you were upset. Think about the times you were distracted by your own problems and someone else thought you were angry with them. Think about the days when you had a serious face because you were planning something or worrying about something. Did you intend to hurt anyone? No. Most people do not intend to hurt others. They are simply living their own life and dealing with their own thoughts. This realization alone can soften the stories the mind creates. When you become aware of the stories forming in your head, you can step back and look at life from a new angle. You begin to ask better questions. Instead of saying, "They don't care," you can say, "Is this thought based on fact?" Instead of thinking, "I am not important," you can say, "What else could this mean?" Instead of assuming someone is angry, you can say, "Maybe this person is stressed or tired." These small shifts build emotional clarity. They train your mind to slow down. They teach you how to separate feelings from facts. There is something powerful that happens when you stop treating every thought as truth. You start realizing that thoughts are only possibilities, not realities. You may feel something strongly, but it does not mean the situation is exactly how you imagine it. Strong feelings come from old beliefs, not always from current events. When you understand this, you reduce unnecessary pain and free yourself from emotional confusion. This skill is not about ignoring problems. It is about giving yourself the space to see things as they truly are. When you react too quickly, you miss important details. You miss the real meaning behind someone's behavior. You miss the chance to communicate clearly. Recognizing false stories gives you clarity. Clarity gives you peace. Peace gives you confidence. Sometimes a false story forms because you expect people to treat you perfectly. But humans are imperfect. They forget things. They say things too fast. They misunderstand you. They get stressed. They get tired. They get distracted. And none of this has anything to do with your worth. Your value is not defined by someone else's mood. When you recognize this truth, the stories lose their power. This awareness also helps you make better decisions. Instead of pulling away from people you care about, you can talk to them calmly. Instead of blaming yourself, you can understand the situation honestly. Instead of reacting with anger, you can respond with strength. This creates healthier relationships. It reduces conflict. It builds trust. And most importantly, it brings emotional freedom. You may notice that the mind builds stories most often when you feel insecure or unseen. This is a signal to care for yourself. You can remind yourself of your strengths. You can speak to yourself with kindness. You can ground yourself in what you know to be true. When you respect your own worth, the stories lose intensity. They dissolve faster. They show up less often. To master this skill, pay attention to your emotional reactions. Every strong reaction is a doorway to understanding yourself. When something hurts more than it should, there is a reason. That moment is not a punishment. It is an opportunity to grow. When you choose awareness, you begin a new chapter in your emotional life, a chapter where you hear your thoughts without letting them control you, a chapter where you understand others with clarity, a chapter where you protect your peace by recognizing what is real and what is imagined. This is the power of recognizing false stories. It is the beginning of not taking things personally. It is the beginning of emotional stability. It is the beginning of personal freedom. And when you build this skill consistently, your life becomes lighter, your relationships become healthier, and your inner world becomes stronger. This is a power you can learn. This is a power you can practice. And this is a power that can shape your entire life. Chapter 2. Detach gently from reactions that are not yours. There is a moment in human growth when you begin to understand that not every reaction around you belongs to you. Someone raises their voice. Someone speaks sharply. Someone withdraws. Someone gets impatient. And the first instinct is to believe you caused it. But this chapter is about learning to detach gently from reactions that do not come from your actions. It is about honoring your emotional space while understanding that people carry their own history, their own fears, their own weight, and much of what they express has nothing to do with your worth or your intention. There are people who wake up already tired. Some carry memories that shape their tone. Some worry about money or work or health. Some deal with loneliness or pressure. And when they speak, those internal struggles leak through their voice. Their reactions may feel personal because you are the one standing there, but the truth is that the source of that reaction started long before you entered the moment. Understanding this is not cold. It is freeing. It allows you to stand steady instead of collapsing under emotional noise that is not meant for you. This skill begins with noticing your own body. When someone reacts strongly, your chest may tighten or your pulse may increase. You may feel confused or hurt. These physical signals often push you to believe you are responsible, but instead of rushing toward self-blame, you can pause and observe. Ask yourself what exactly happened. Look at the situation without adding assumptions. Listen to the words instead of the tone. This pause creates space. That space is the beginning of emotional separation. It helps you understand that your feelings are valid, but the reaction may not be about you. People often speak through their wounds, not through clarity. A short answer may reflect exhaustion, not disrespect. A distant tone may come from worry, not judgment. A heated comment may arise from internal frustration, not from anything you did. When you learn to recognize these possibilities, you detach from unnecessary emotional weight. You stop fighting battles you never needed to fight. You stop absorbing pain that never belonged to you. This is not indifference. This is wisdom. It is maturity built through understanding human behavior at a deeper level. To detach gently, you must learn to see the emotional distance between you and others. Imagine a line that separates what you are responsible for and what belongs to another person. You are responsible for your words, your actions, your effort, your presence. You are not responsible for someone else's stress mindset or emotional history. When you internalize this truth, you stop trying to fix feelings that you did not create. You stop blaming yourself for reactions shaped by another life story. You stop carrying emotional loads that were never meant for you. This change is not instant. It takes practice. It takes consistent awareness. It takes compassion for yourself. You may have spent years believing that every reaction reflected your value. You may have grown up trying to avoid conflict or please others, so stepping back may feel unnatural at first. You may feel guilty for not absorbing someone else's mood. But with time, you learn that stepping back is not abandonment. It is self-respect. It is emotional clarity. It is a way to stay present without being pulled into someone else's storm. When you detach gently, you also allow the other person to own their emotions. You are not taking their power by trying to interpret or control their state. You are giving them the space to understand themselves. You are letting them face their own reactions without projecting their emotions onto you. This helps relationships grow healthier. It creates space for honest communication. It reduces misunderstandings. And it builds trust because you respond with clarity instead of impulsiveness. One way to detach is to observe reactions instead of absorbing them. When someone speaks sharply, you can recognize the tone but not take it in. When someone withdraws, you can notice the distance without deciding it means something about you. When someone looks irritated, you can acknowledge their emotion without claiming responsibility. This awareness transforms your emotional life. It lets you stay calm, even when the environment is tense. It keeps you grounded, even when others lose their balance. Another way to detach gently is to approach situations with questions instead of assumptions. Instead of thinking you did something wrong, you can ask yourself what else might be going on. You can consider the person's stress or background. You can remember that everyone has unseen struggles. This perspective does not excuse harmful behavior, but it helps you avoid turning every reaction into a personal attack. It protects your peace and strengthens your emotional intelligence. You can also remind yourself of your intentions. If you acted with kindness, clarity, and honesty, then you have fulfilled your responsibility. The rest belongs to the other person. This is one of the most empowering truths you can learn. When you stand on your intention, You do not crumble under someone else's mood. You stand firm because you know your effort was aligned with your values. This builds a sense of inner strength that cannot be shaken easily. You may notice that when you stop absorbing others' reactions, your voice becomes clearer. You speak with more confidence. You take things less personally. You create healthier boundaries. You feel lighter because you no longer carry the emotional weight of situations that never belonged to you. This clarity helps you make better decisions. You walk away from unnecessary conflict. You protect your self-respect. You invest energy only where it matters. Detaching gently is also an act of compassion toward others. It allows you to see their humanity. It allows you to understand that people react from their internal struggles, not because of you. This understanding softens your approach. You respond with calm instead of irritation. You listen with care instead of defensiveness. And this emotional steadiness can help the other person feel safe enough to express what they are really dealing with underneath their reaction. There is power in standing steady when someone around you is not steady. There is power in maintaining your inner balance when others lose theirs. There is power in choosing peace, even when someone's reaction tries to pull you into tension. This is not weakness. This is emotional mastery, and it grows stronger every time you practice it. The more you master this ability, the more control you gain over your emotional state. You no longer feel tossed around by someone else's day. You no longer feel responsible for moods you did not create. You no longer believe that every reaction is a reflection of your character. You see things clearly, you respond with maturity, and you move through life with confidence. You deserve to live without carrying emotional weight that is not yours. You deserve relationships where you are not blamed for another person's inner battles. You deserve peace that does not depend on someone else's tone. Detaching gently allows you to claim that peace. It allows you to stand in your own emotional place without being pulled into harmful patterns, and it teaches you that your value does not rise or fall based on someone else's reaction. This awareness changes everything. It brings calm into moments that once felt overwhelming. It brings clarity into conversations that once felt confusing. It brings strength into situations that once left you feeling powerless. And it allows you to move forward with confidence, knowing that your worth is not shaped by someone else's emotional state. This is how you grow. This is how you evolve. This is how you take back your power.
Chapter 3. Observe how someone's tone reflects their state. There is a quiet power in paying attention to the way a person speaks. Not the words alone, but the tone behind those words. The rise and fall of their voice. The pace. The strength. The softness. The hesitation. These small details reveal far more about their emotional state than the surface of their message. When you observe tone with care, you understand that the way someone sounds often explains more than what they say. This awareness helps you take fewer things personally because you begin to see the human being behind the reaction instead of focusing on yourself as the cause. Many people speak from the weight they carry. Some speak fast because they are overwhelmed. Some speak sharply because they are stressed. Some sound distant because their mind is somewhere else. Some sound impatient because they are handling too many things at once. When you pay attention to tone, you notice these signs without attacking yourself. You hear frustration, but you also sense fear. You hear tension, but you also sense exhaustion. You hear distance, but you also sense distraction. This level of listening reduces unnecessary misunderstanding and builds deeper emotional intelligence. Tone reflects what is happening inside a person at that moment. A heavy tone often comes from someone feeling pressured by responsibilities. A rushed tone often comes from someone who feels behind in life. A cold tone may come from a person trying to protect themselves from disappointment. A shaky tone may come from someone holding back emotions they do not want to reveal. None of these states are personal, they are windows into someone's internal world. When you understand this, you no longer take their tone as a judgment on your value. You can stand in the same room with someone and feel the energy shift as soon as they speak. If you listen closely, you can tell whether they slept well or not. You can sense whether their day has been calm or rough. You can feel whether they are carrying anger from another situation or whether they are still processing something that happened earlier. Their tone carries signals that go far beyond the moment between you and them. These signals tell you that what you are hearing may not be about you at all. When you learn to observe tone, you begin to respond more wisely. Instead of reacting to someone's sharp edge, you pause and notice the tension in their voice. Instead of getting offended by someone's brief answers, you pay attention to the heaviness in their expression. Instead of assuming their tone is directed at you, you consider that they might be fighting a battle you cannot see. This level of awareness gives you emotional strength, because you are no longer controlled by assumptions. You are guided by understanding. This skill requires slowing down your own emotional tendencies. Instead of matching their energy, you look deeper. Instead of raising your volume, you keep your calm. Instead of reacting from fear, you respond from clarity. Sometimes a person may speak with frustration, but their tone reveals more sadness than anger. Sometimes someone may sound irritated, but the tone shows they feel overwhelmed, not hostile. When you notice these distinctions, you do not get pulled into unnecessary conflict. You become steady in the middle of their storm. Tone also reveals what a person needs. A soft tone usually means they need space. A shaky tone may mean they need support. A tense tone may mean they need patience. A quiet tone may mean they need understanding. Responding with these insights creates healthier interactions. You are no longer guessing. You are observing. You are listening beyond words. And you are showing emotional maturity by meeting the moment with awareness instead of defensiveness. There are moments when a person uses a strong tone, but their body language shows discomfort. They might cross their arms or avoid eye contact. They might look at the ground. They might hold their breath between sentences. These subtle signs show that the tone is a mask for something deeper. When you pay attention, you do not absorb the mask. You understand the person behind it, and that understanding gives you the emotional distance needed to stay balanced. Some people have lived their entire life without anyone truly listening to them. They have learned to express themselves through volume, not vulnerability. Tone becomes their shield. It becomes their way of being heard or protected. When you observe tone with patience, you give them something rare. You give them understanding without judgment, and this can shift the way they interact with you. When people feel seen, they relax. When they relax, their tone softens. When their tone softens, communication becomes clear. Observing tone does not mean tolerating disrespect. It means recognizing the difference between disrespect and emotional struggle. It allows you to respond with strength, rather than wounded emotion. You can assert your boundaries without building unnecessary stories. You can say no without raising your own voice. You can express your needs without absorbing their mood. When you understand tone, you take care of your emotional well-being and still keep the conversation grounded. This skill helps you in all areas of life. In your relationships, you are able to hear what your partner or friend is really feeling beneath the surface. In your workplace, you can sense when a colleague is stressed rather than disinterested. In your family, you can notice when someone feels overwhelmed, even if they do not say it directly. These insights help you communicate with compassion while protecting your peace. When you observe tone, you also become more aware of your own tone. You start noticing when stress shapes your voice. You notice when frustration slips into your words. You notice when fear tightens your sentences, and this awareness helps you improve how you show up for others. It brings self-control. It brings clarity. It brings emotional discipline. You become someone who communicates with intention instead of impulse. Tone observation is a lifelong skill. It evolves the more you practice. At first you notice the obvious signals. Then you begin to recognize the quiet ones. Over time you reach a level where conversations feel deeper, because you are tuned into the emotional truth behind the words. You listen differently. You respond differently. You live differently. And because of this, your interactions become healthier and more meaningful. The power of this awareness is simple but life-changing. When you learn to observe tone, you stop taking reactions personally. You stop assuming you caught someone's mood. You stop letting someone's tension pull you into emotional chaos. Instead, you see the moment clearly. You respect yourself. You respect the other person's experience. And you build a life filled with calm understanding, rather than emotional confusion. This is the foundation of emotional strength. This is the path to inner peace. This is how you grow into a person who understands people without losing yourself. Chapter 4. Question: why certain words hit you deeply? There are moments when someone says something simple yet it sinks into you with more force than it should. You feel it in your chest or your stomach or somewhere deep where old memories live. It might be a short comment or a harmless observation or a question that was not meant to carry weight. But it hits you, it leaves a mark, and the real growth begins when you stop and ask yourself why, not why they said it, but why it touched you so deeply. This chapter is about looking inward with honesty and courage, so you can understand yourself better and free yourself from emotional reactions that do not serve you. Every person carries a private history. You carry past experiences that shaped how you see yourself. You carry moments from childhood that you still think about. You carry memories of being judged or ignored or misunderstood. You carry the words that were spoken to you during vulnerable times. These experiences build emotional fingerprints. When someone unknowingly touches those fingerprints, you react strongly because the wound behind them never healed fully, and unless you question the reaction, you continue to feel hurt without understanding the true source. This inner work begins by noticing the moment the words strike you. Pay attention to the shift inside you. Maybe your breathing becomes shallow, maybe your shoulders tense, maybe your mind starts replaying the comment again and again. These reactions are clues. They are signals telling you that something deeper has been touched. Instead of reacting outwardly, you can pause and turn inward to explore what the comment connected to. That pause alone is a sign of strength. It is the beginning of real emotional maturity. When a certain word or comment hits you deeply, it is often because it matches a belief you already have about yourself. If someone points out something about your work and it stings more than it should, it may be because you already doubt your ability. If someone mentions a flaw and you feel defensive, it might be because you have feared that flaw for years. If someone questions your intentions and you feel hurt, it may be because you have spent your life trying to prove your goodness. The reaction is not about the comment alone. It is about the belief that lives inside you. This is why questioning your reaction matters. When you ask yourself why the words hit you, you uncover hidden beliefs that have been shaping your life without your awareness. You begin to see patterns. Maybe you notice that you get hurt when someone questions your worth because you never felt valued growing up. Maybe you react to criticism because you always felt pressure to be perfect. Maybe certain tones bother you because they remind you of past conflicts. Finding these patterns brings clarity, and clarity sets you free from automatic emotional pain. Another powerful truth is that words hit harder when your self-confidence is low. If you are tired or stressed or feeling uncertain about yourself, even a small comment can feel like an attack. Your emotional defenses weaken when you doubt yourself. This is why self-awareness is essential. When you understand your current state, you do not let your emotions control your reaction. You do not allow a moment of weakness to turn into a personal wound. You see the truth behind your reaction, and you treat yourself with kindness. To question why words affect you deeply, you can ask yourself simple but honest questions. What belief did this comment touch? When have I felt this feeling before? Am I reacting to the present moment or to an old memory? Does this comment reflect who I truly am or who I once feared I was? These questions help you separate past from present. They help you see the difference between real offense and triggered hurt. And they help you return to emotional balance without building unnecessary stories. Sometimes words hit you deeply because you care too much about certain people's opinions. When someone you respect speaks with disappointment, it hurts more because you value their view. When someone you want acceptance from sounds critical, it shakes you because you hoped to be seen positively. Understanding this does not make you weak. It makes you human. The key is to recognize that no opinion should hold more power than your own sense of truth. When you build inner strength, you no longer break under the weight of someone else's words. There are also moments when words cut deeply, because they mirror something you have avoided facing. If you have ignored an insecurity, the comment becomes a spotlight. If you have avoided personal growth, the comment feels threatening. If you have been hiding from your own weaknesses, the comment feels sharper. Instead of reacting defensively, you can use these moments to explore yourself. Growth rarely comes from comfort. It often comes from facing the parts of yourself you kept in the dark. This reflection is not about blaming yourself. It is about understanding yourself. When you understand your emotional triggers, you can heal them. You can guide yourself toward confidence. You can release the fear that certain words carry. You can build new beliefs that strengthen you from the inside out. This process takes time, but it leads to emotional freedom. It leads to a life where you are not shaken by every comment or judgment. It leads to a self that is rooted and steady. There are times when the words that hit you deeply are not unkind. They may be neutral or even caring, but they still trigger something inside. This shows you that the reaction lives within you, not in the word. When you recognize this, you gain the ability to respond thoughtfully instead of emotionally. You can step back and see that the hurt came from something old, and with that understanding, you can release the pressure from the moment. You no longer let your past control your present. It is also important to acknowledge that some people speak without awareness. They do not know your history or your struggles. They do not understand the meaning their words carry for you. Expecting them to know your emotional world only creates disappointment. When you question why certain words affect you, you take responsibility for your healing instead of expecting others to handle your emotions for you. This is how you protect your peace and become stronger. As you explore your reactions, you may also realize that some words hit you because you have been too hard on yourself. You may judge yourself with more cruelty than anyone else ever could, and when someone says something even mildly related to that judgment, it feels like confirmation of your fears. This is a sign that you need to soften your relationship with yourself. You need to speak to yourself with care. You need to build a healthier internal voice. When you do, the same words no longer wound you. Over time, this questioning becomes a habit. Whenever something hits you deeply, you explore it instead of reacting blindly. You learn more about yourself. You understand your emotional patterns. You heal old wounds. You release beliefs that do not serve you. And as you grow, the weight of other people's words loses its power. You become grounded. You become centered. You become a person who no longer breaks from simple comments, because you understand where your true strength lives. This chapter is about looking inward for the truth, not outward for validation. It is about knowing yourself so deeply that the world cannot shake you easily. It is about learning from your reactions instead of being controlled by them. When you question why certain words affect you, you open the door to emotional clarity and resilience, and this clarity becomes the foundation for a life where you rise above unnecessary hurt and build a stronger relationship with yourself.
Chapter 5. Separate your identity from others. Quick judgments. There comes a time in your personal growth when you must understand that who you are is not defined by how quickly others judge you. People form opinions within seconds. They look at you for a moment and decide what they think. They hear one mistake and assume they know your whole character. They see one weak moment and believe it represents your entire personality. But their quick judgment is not your identity. Their interpretation is not your truth. Their reaction is not your reflection. When you learn to separate your identity from the fast and often careless judgments of others, you take control of your emotional life in a way that brings strength, clarity, and freedom. People judge fast because it is easier than taking time to understand. They do it because of their mood, because of their background, because of their values, because of their fears. Someone who feels insecure may see you as a threat. Someone who feels stressed may see you as a problem. Someone who lacks patience may see you as difficult. Someone who carries old wounds may see you through the lens of their past. Their judgment is built from their own life, not yours. Once you understand this, you stop shrinking under their opinion. Your identity is shaped by your choices, your values, your effort, your growth, your habits, your resilience. It is built from your experiences, your learning, your honesty, your strength. A quick judgment cannot erase a lifetime of your truth. Yet many people give strangers the power to define them. They let one sentence change their mood. They let one reaction make them question their worth. They let one assumption push them into doubt. You cannot grow into your best self if you hand your identity to someone who barely knows you. Separating your identity from others' judgments begins with recognizing that their opinions are just snapshots. A snapshot captures only one angle of a person. It does not show your struggles, your victories, your intentions, or your heart. Someone might see you on a day when you are tired and decide you lack drive. Someone might see you quiet and assume you are uninterested. Someone might hear one mistake and label you careless. But none of these judgments tell your full story. They are fragments, and fragments cannot define a whole human being. When you hear a quick judgment, your first instinct may be to defend yourself or explain yourself. But instead of doing that, take a moment to ask whether their judgment comes from understanding or assumption. Most of the time it comes from assumption. And assumption is not a stable foundation for truth. Their reaction may be loud, but that does not make it accurate. You do not need to silence your truth to match someone else's quick conclusion. You only need to remind yourself that your identity is not up for public voting. To strengthen this separation, you can look at the difference between internal truth and external perception. Internal truth is who you know yourself to be. It is the values you hold. It is the values you hold. It is the growth you pursue. It is the effort you make daily. External perception is how others interpret you from the outside. It changes often. It differs from person to person. It is shaped by their emotions and their worldview. When you rely on external perception to define yourself, you become unstable. When you rely on internal truth, you become grounded and confident. One powerful practice is reminding yourself that you are not responsible for managing the expectations and interpretations of every person you meet. You cannot control how people see you. You cannot control how they think. You cannot control how fast they judge. But you can control how much influence you allow those judgments to have over your identity. You can choose not to let their quick reactions sink into your heart. You can choose to protect your self-respect. You can choose to stand firm in who you truly are. Another helpful part of this process is understanding that quick judgments reveal more about the person judging than the person being judged. If someone judges you harshly, it may be because they judge themselves harshly. If someone labels you unfairly, it may be because they have labeled themselves unfairly. If someone jumps to conclusions, it may be because they are afraid of looking deeper.
These patterns come from their inner world, not yours. And recognizing this gives you the power to separate their emotional lens from your reality. Think about how many times you have misjudged someone due to lack of context. Maybe you saw someone frustrated without knowing they had a difficult morning. Maybe you thought someone was unfriendly when they were simply anxious. Maybe you assumed someone did not care when they were overwhelmed. If you have misjudged others before, then you know how easily people can misjudge you. Once you accept this, you stop letting these moments define your identity. You also protect your identity by aligning your actions with your values instead of people's opinions. When your behavior comes from your principles, you gain a sense of inner stability. You act with kindness because it matches your character, not because you need approval. You stay honest because it aligns with your integrity, not because someone is watching. You pursue growth because you want to improve, not because you want praise. This internal alignment becomes the foundation of your identity, and no quick judgment can shake it. There will always be people who misunderstand you. Some will glance at your choices and assume they know your intentions. Some will hear a piece of your story and think they know the whole thing. Some will see your mistakes but not your progress. But none of these judgments define your worth. You grow beyond them by understanding yourself deeply. You grow beyond them by building a relationship with yourself based on truth, not external noise. You grow beyond them by choosing to define your identity with your own words, instead of someone else's assumption. As you practice this separation, you may notice your emotional reactions change. Comments that once bothered you no longer carry the same power. Criticism that once pressured you no longer weighs on your chest. Reactions that once made you doubt yourself now feel distant and less personal. This shift happens because you have built a stable identity within yourself. You know who you are. You know what you stand for. You know what you bring to the world. And when you know this deeply, you no longer bend for every judgment that passes by. This understanding also improves your relationships. When you do not take others' quick judgments personally, you communicate more calmly. You listen without getting defensive. You express yourself without fear. You give people space to misunderstand you, without losing your balance. And you respond with clarity because your sense of self is not shaken by their first impression. This builds healthier interactions and stronger emotional boundaries. The most important truth is that your identity is a long story built through years of learning, healing, and effort. No quick judgment can rewrite that story. No fast assumption can erase your growth. No careless opinion can replace your truth. When you separate your identity from the judgments of others, you step into a life of emotional freedom. You stand taller. You move with confidence. You protect your peace. You choose your truth over noise. And you build a self-image rooted in strength rather than reaction. This chapter is about choosing who you allow to speak into your identity. It is about trusting your inner truth more than someone's quick reaction. It is about living from self-awareness instead of fear. And it is about becoming a person who knows their worth so deeply that no judgment can shake it.
Chapter 6. Understand triggers that make you feel attacked. There are moments when someone says something simple and suddenly you feel a rise of tension in your chest or a tightness in your throat. You feel judged or cornered or misunderstood, even when the situation does not fully match the reaction happening inside you. This is what it feels like to be triggered. A trigger is not the event itself. It is the emotional memory the event wakes up. And when you understand what triggers make you feel attacked, you reclaim the ability to respond with clarity instead of reacting with fear. This chapter is about looking honestly at the inner switches that activate your defenses and learning how to recognize them before they take over your thinking. Every person carries emotional patterns built from past experiences. Some of these patterns were formed when you were too young to understand what was happening. Maybe someone spoke to you harshly as a child, so now even a raised voice makes you feel unsafe. Maybe you were judged unfairly growing up, so now even mild feedback feels like a personal insult. Maybe you were ignored in important moments,
so now silence feels like rejection. These triggers become automatic responses. They work so fast that you often react before you even understand why. When someone says something that resembles an old wound, the mind immediately signals danger, even if the present moment is completely different from the past. Understanding your triggers requires honesty. It requires looking at yourself without blaming others for how you feel. It requires sitting with discomfort long enough to see the truth inside it. You cannot grow if you keep telling yourself that everyone else is the cause of your pain. Real growth begins when you ask why your body reacts the way it does. Why does a certain tone make you defensive? Why does a particular statement feel like an attack? Why does a harmless gesture bring up fear? These questions open the door to emotional freedom. Triggers have layers. The surface layer is the immediate reaction, your heart rate, your thoughts, your urge to defend yourself. But beneath that surface is a story. That story might involve past criticism, past rejection, past embarrassment, past emotional pain. When you feel attacked quickly, it is usually because your mind has linked the moment to something old. You may not remember the details, but your nervous system remembers how it felt. It reacts to protect you, even if the protection is no longer necessary. To understand your triggers, begin by paying attention to your physical reactions. Notice when your voice becomes tense. Notice when your breathing shifts. Notice when your thoughts speed up. These physical signs appear before your emotional reaction fully forms. They are your body's way of telling you that something inside you has been touched. Instead of pushing the feeling away, you can observe it. You can sit with it long enough to understand its roots. When you recognize a trigger before it explodes into emotion, you gain the power to respond with intention instead of instinct. Another part of understanding triggers is recognizing patterns in your relationship. You may notice that certain behaviors from others bring out the same reaction again and again. Maybe criticism from authority figures affects you deeply. Maybe feeling ignored by someone you care about creates a wave of insecurity. Maybe being interrupted makes you feel disrespected. These patterns help you identify the emotional themes that influence your reactions. When you know your pattern, you no longer feel lost in your emotions. You can approach each moment with greater clarity. Sometimes triggers come from beliefs about yourself that you have never questioned. If you believe you are not good enough, any comment that hints at improvement feels like personal failure. If you believe you must be perfect, even small mistakes feel like threats. If you believe you are unwanted, any moment of distance feels like rejection. These beliefs are not always true, but they become powerful lenses that shape every interaction. The stronger the belief, the stronger the trigger. When you begin to challenge these beliefs, the triggers lose their intensity. Understanding your triggers does not mean blaming yourself for having them. It means being gentle with yourself while taking responsibility for your emotional growth. Triggers are signals, not character flaws. They show you where healing is needed. They point to areas where you need compassion, not punishment. When you stop judging yourself for your reactions, you create space for real change. Growth becomes possible because you are no longer fighting your emotions. You are learning from them. You can also learn a great deal about your triggers by paying attention to the stories your mind tells you when you feel attacked. The mind often jumps to conclusions during triggered moments. It may say, they don't respect me, or they don't care about me, or they think I am not enough. These thoughts feel real because they are fueled by past pain. But they are not always grounded in the present moment. When you slow down and question these thoughts, you break the connection between old wounds and new experiences. You learn to respond with clarity instead of fear. Some triggers are connected to a need for control. When life has felt unpredictable, you may react strongly when something does not go as expected. Some triggers are connected to a need for approval. When acceptance has been scarce, you may feel attacked when someone withdraws their attention. Some triggers are linked to past humiliation, so any sign of criticism feels threatening. Understanding these connections helps you see that the reaction is not about the moment, but about the emotional history behind it. You can also work through triggers by building stronger emotional boundaries. When you understand your emotional vulnerabilities, you can create distance between your inner world and the behavior of others. You no longer absorb every comment as truth. You no longer let someone else's mood shape your self-worth. You recognize when your mind is being activated by something old, and you give yourself time before responding. This distance allows you to stay grounded instead of caught in emotional turmoil. As you grow in this awareness, you begin to notice that not every sharp feeling is an attack. Not every uncomfortable moment is a threat. Not every comment is meant to wound you. Some reactions are simply reminders of the past. And when you can see them for what they are, you stop letting them dictate your emotions. You gain control over your inner world. You take your power back. Understanding your triggers helps you build healthier relationships. You communicate more clearly because you know what you feel. You take responsibility for your reactions instead of expecting others to manage your emotions. You speak your truth without blaming anyone. And you listen more openly because you are not constantly preparing for emotional harm. The greatest freedom comes when you can look at a moment that once triggered you and remain calm. When you no longer feel attacked by harmless comments. When you no longer feel threatened by simple disagreements. When you no longer let past wounds decide your present reactions. This is emotional strength. This is growth. This is the path to peace. Understanding your triggers is the step that allows you to live without being controlled by old pain. It gives you the power to stay steady, even when emotions rise. It teaches you how to separate the moment from the memory, and it helps you grow into a person who responds with clarity instead of fear.
Chapter 7. Choose responses based on truth, not emotion. There comes a stage in your personal growth when you realize that most of the trouble you face does not come from what happens, but from how you respond in the moment. When emotion takes the lead, your words come out fast, your judgment becomes unclear, and your decisions often create more pain than the situation itself. But when you choose responses based on truth instead of emotion, you gain control over your life in a way that changes your inner world completely. This chapter is about learning how to slow yourself down, see what is real, and make choices that match your values rather than your impulses. Emotion shows up quickly. It does not wait for explanation or confirmation. The moment something feels uncomfortable, emotion wants to defend, protect, or strike back. It wants to move before your mind has had the chance to understand what is happening. But truth does not rush. Truth stands still. Truth is calm. Truth is patient. When you respond from truth, your words carry strength and clarity. When you respond from emotion, they carry fear or frustration. Learning the difference is one of the most important steps toward not taking things personally. Choosing responses based on truth starts with recognizing the moment when emotion begins to rise. Your body always gives you a signal. Maybe your breathing becomes heavier, maybe your shoulders tense, maybe your thoughts speed up. These signs tell you that your emotional system has jumped ahead of your reasoning. Instead of reacting immediately, you can pause long enough to ask yourself what is true in this moment. Not what your fear says, not what your insecurity says, not what your past says, but what is actually happening right now. When someone speaks to you with a certain tone, emotion may tell you that you are being disrespected or attacked. The truth may reveal that the person is stressed or distracted. When someone forgets something important, emotion may tell you that they do not care. The truth may reveal that they are overwhelmed or dealing with something personal. When someone disagrees with you, emotion may tell you that they are against you. But truth may reveal that they simply see things differently. Emotion jumps to conclusions. Truth waits for facts. And the more you live by truth, the less control emotion has over your reaction.
A powerful way to choose truth over emotion is to separate what you feel from what you know. You may feel hurt, but what do you know about the situation? You may feel rejected, but what evidence do you have? You may feel disliked, but what information supports that thought? When you challenge your emotional stories with honest questions, you bring clarity to your mind. Many people live in emotional stories that are not true, and these stories lead them into conflict they could have avoided if they had paused and examined the moment carefully. Truth is not based on assumptions. Truth is based on understanding. When you choose to respond based on truth, you focus on the actual behavior, not the meaning your emotions attach to it. You look at the situation as it is, not as your fear imagines it to be. This kind of clarity protects your peace because you are no longer reacting to imagined threats or emotional illusions. You are responding to facts. To respond based on truth, you must also understand your own values. When you know the type of person you want to be, your responses become intentional. You choose patience because it aligns with your character, not because the situation is easy. You choose calm because it reflects your maturity, not because you agree with the other person. You choose clarity because it represents your standards, not because you want approval. Emotion wants to protect your ego. Truth wants to protect your integrity. You also begin to notice how often emotional reactions make situations worse. A defensive response turns a small misunderstanding into a major conflict. A sarcastic reply turns tension into disrespect. A harsh tone turns confusion into distance. When you respond emotionally, you may feel temporary release, but the consequences return quickly. When you respond based on truth, you maintain control, preserve relationships, and protect your own peace. This does not mean ignoring your feelings. It means understanding them before acting on them. Emotion is a messenger, not a guide. It tells you that something inside needs attention, but it does not always tell you what is real. If you react only from emotion, you allow your past wounds to shape your present decisions. But if you use emotion as information and truth as guidance, you build a balanced way of navigating life. Choosing responses based on truth also means learning to verify before reacting. If something feels unclear, you can ask questions. If something sounds harsh, you can check the intention. If something seems personal, you can explore the context. This prevents unnecessary emotional suffering and reduces misunderstandings. Clear questions lead to clear answers, and clear answers lead to calm interactions. Another part of this process is giving yourself the right to think before responding. You do not owe anyone immediate reaction. You can take a breath. You can slow your pace. You can reflect. You can decide whether the situation even requires a response. Some moments are not worth your energy. Some comments do not deserve your attention. Some situations do not benefit from your involvement. Truth helps you see what deserves your focus and what does not. Responding based on truth builds emotional maturity. You stop being controlled by your triggers. You stop allowing others to pull you into their chaos. You stop being influenced by your assumption. Instead, you grow into someone who stays grounded even when the situation feels uncertain. People feel safer around you because your responses are thoughtful, not impulsive. Conversations become clearer because you are not speaking from fear. Relationships improve because you choose understanding instead of attack. As you practice this skill, you begin to notice that emotional reactions happen less often. You become more aware of your inner world. You understand your own pattern. You see the difference between actual conflict and emotional tension. And you gain the confidence that comes from knowing you can handle difficult moments without losing your balance. One of the most life-changing shifts is realizing that truth protects your peace far better than emotion. Emotion can make you say things you regret. Truth guides you to say things you believe. Emotion can turn small issues into large ones. Truth keeps issues in proper perspective. Emotion can create distance in relationships. Truth creates understanding and connection. When you choose truth, you choose stability. There will always be situations that stir emotions. That is part of being human. But the goal is not to eliminate emotion. The goal is to be aware of it, understand it, and then choose your response from a place of strength. This ability gives you control over your life. It gives you the power to remain steady even when the situation feels tense. It gives you the clarity to see what matters and what does not. Choosing responses based on truth is one of the most powerful steps toward not taking things personally. When you see reality clearly, you stop attaching your identity to passing comments, temporary moods, and emotional misunderstandings. You live with intention, respond with wisdom, and walk with confidence. This is the path toward emotional freedom, and it begins every time you pause and ask yourself what is true in this moment.
Chapter 8. Free yourself from needing outside approval. There comes a point in your life when you realize that seeking approval from others is one of the heaviest burdens you can place on your own shoulders. It shapes the way you speak, the way you act, the way you make decisions, and even the way you see yourself. You start adjusting your personality to fit the expectations around you. You say yes when you want to say no. You hide your true feelings to keep the peace. You hold back your ideas because you fear judgment. And slowly, without noticing, you begin to live someone else's life instead of your own. Freeing yourself from the need for outside approval is one of the greatest acts of self-respect you can ever commit to, and it is a transformation that changes your confidence, your relationships, and the way you move through the world. Approval feels good at first. It makes you feel seen. It gives a sense of belonging. It brings comfort. But the problem appears when the desire for approval becomes the source of your choices. When you start depending on someone else's praise to feel worthy, your sense of identity becomes unstable. You live on the edge of constant worry because you are afraid of disappointing others. You fear their reactions. You fear their silence, you fear their opinions, and when fear controls you, you cannot grow into your best self. People often seek approval because of their upbringing or their past experiences. Maybe you grew up trying to avoid criticism. Maybe you were praised only when you were perfect. Maybe you were taught that your value came from what others thought of you. Maybe you learned to please people to survive emotionally. When these patterns follow you into adulthood, you keep repeating them without realizing that they no longer serve you. You try to win approval from friends, partners, co-workers, or even strangers. Your mind becomes occupied with thoughts of what will they think, instead of what is right for me. Freeing yourself from this pattern starts with recognizing that approval is unreliable. People can support you one day and doubt you the next. They can praise you when you meet their expectations and criticize you when you do not. Their opinions change based on their mood, their perspective, their background, and even their stress levels. Basing your self-worth on something so unstable leaves you emotionally exhausted. When you place your value in someone else's hands, you give them the power to shape your happiness. And no one should hold that much power over your life. To free yourself from needing outside approval, you must begin building an internal foundation. This foundation grows when you start valuing your own judgment. When you trust your ability to make decisions. When you believe that your thoughts matter. When you respect your own voice. The more you build this inner strength, the less you look outward to feel valid. You stop asking others to tell you who you are. You begin to define yourself from within. A powerful way to strengthen this foundation is to practice making choices that align with your values even when someone disagrees. Every time you choose what is right for you, you reinforce your independence. You show yourself that you do not need permission to live your life.
You start relying on your inner compass instead of external reaction, and with every decision you make from your truth, you grow stronger and more certain of who you are. Another important step is understanding that not everyone has to approve of you. You are not here to fit into every expectation. You are not here to make everyone comfortable. You are not here to please every opinion. You are here to live your life with honesty and purpose. When you accept that not everyone will understand you, you free yourself from the pressure to constantly explain or justify your choices. You stop chasing approval and start protecting your peace. You also begin to see the difference between genuine connection and approval-based connection. Approval-based connection depends on meeting people's expectations. You must behave a certain way to keep their acceptance. Genuine connection accepts your true self. It respects your boundary. It supports your growth. It does not require you to shrink or bend. When you free yourself from outside approval, you naturally move toward relationships that allow you to be authentic, and you distance yourself from those that demand performance instead of honesty. As you grow in this understanding, you realize that the people who truly care about you do not require you to constantly impress them. They do not make you earn their respect by hiding who you are. They value your uniqueness. They support your choices. They want you to grow into your best self, not into their expectations. And when you begin freeing yourself from approval seeking, you learn how to differentiate between those who love your real self and those who only love the version of you that serves them. Another step in this journey is recognizing how much energy you have spent trying to be what others want. When you stop seeking approval, your energy shifts inward. You start focusing on your goals, your growth, your healing, and your dream. You no longer waste time trying to decode someone else's needs. You begin investing that energy into yourself. You become more grounded, more focused, and more confident. You start living with intention instead of fear. You will also notice that once you stop seeking approval, your emotional reactions change. Criticism no longer feels like a personal attack. Rejection no longer destroys your confidence. Disagreement no longer feels threatening. When your worth comes from within, the outside world cannot shake you easily. You listen more clearly because you are not listening through fear. You take feedback without feeling crushed. You stand firm when someone challenges your choices. This level of inner stability is one of the strongest forms of emotional freedom. A major part of freeing yourself from outside approval is learning to validate your own achievements. Instead of waiting for someone to praise you, you acknowledge your progress yourself. You recognize your effort. You celebrate your growth. You give yourself credit. This teaches your brain that you do not need external rewards to feel proud. You learn to be your own source of encouragement. And the moment you master this, you become unstoppable because you are no longer waiting for permission to feel proud of your journey. The most life-changing shift happens when you realize that approval does not bring lasting happiness. It gives a temporary lift, but it fades quickly. Real happiness comes from being aligned with your truth. It comes from living authentically. It comes from knowing who you are, without needing anyone else to confirm it. When you live from this place, you become free. You speak with confidence. You move with purpose. You make decisions without fear. You show up as yourself, without hesitation. Freeing yourself from outside approval is not about pushing people away. It is about pulling yourself closer to the person you want to become. It is about reclaiming the power you once gave away. It is about choosing your voice over noise. When you free yourself from approval seeking, you step into a life where your choices feel lighter, your relationships feel healthier, and your confidence feels real. You begin living from your own center, and that is the greatest freedom you can ever give yourself. Chapter 9. Shift attention from their behavior to your peace. There comes a time when you finally understand that watching someone's behavior too closely drains your strength more than the situation itself. You spend hours wondering why they acted a certain way, why they sounded distant, why they reacted sharply, why they didn't respond the way you hoped. Your mind tries to decode their mood, their tone, their silence, and the more you focus on them, the more you abandon your own peace. This chapter is about shifting your attention away from trying to manage or interpret someone else's behavior and toward protecting your inner stability. It is about choosing calm over analysis, clarity over confusion, and emotional balance over endless guessing. People behave in ways that reflect their own life, not yours. Someone may be irritated because they had a difficult morning. Someone may be quiet because they are dealing with private worries. Someone may be impatient because they feel overwhelmed. Someone may withdraw because they need space. None of these behaviors represent your worth. They represent their state. Yet, many people take these behaviors personally and start building emotional stories that only create anxiety. The moment you shift your attention back to your peace, you break this cycle and regain control over your emotional life. You can start by recognizing how much mental energy you waste trying to understand someone else's reactions. You replay conversations. You interpret expression. You analyze messages. You question yourself. You assume you caused something that may not even involve you. This drains your emotional energy and leaves you feeling unsettled. When you shift your attention to your peace, you stop carrying responsibility that does not belong to you. You let people manage their own emotions while you protect your well-being. Peace begins with awareness. When you notice yourself focusing too much on someone's behavior, you can gently bring your attention back to yourself. Ask what you are feeling. Ask what you need in this moment. Ask whether this situation truly deserves your emotional energy. Many moments that disturb you do not need your involvement at all. Your peace grows when you learn to step back instead of stepping into every emotional wave that someone else creates. Another powerful shift happens when you stop personalizing temporary behaviors. People have moods. They have off days. They have personal struggles. They have moments when they are not at their best. When you make their behavior about you, you increase your emotional suffering. But when you recognize that their behavior reflects their current state, you gain emotional freedom. You can let their reactions pass through the moment without letting them settle inside you. This is how you protect your peace without shutting down or becoming cold. Shifting your attention to your peace also involves creating emotional boundaries. This means allowing yourself to observe someone's behavior without absorbing it. You can notice irritation without taking it in. You can hear sharp words without letting them shape your self-worth. You can experience distance without believing you did something wrong. These boundaries keep your emotions grounded and prevent others from controlling your inner state. Boundaries are not about pushing people away. They are about keeping your peace safe. Another important piece of this shift is learning to stay centered, even when the environment feels tense. When you anchor your attention in your peace, you do not react to every emotional change around you. You breathe, you pause, you reflect, you choose responses instead of giving into impulses. This steadiness not only protects you, but also influences the environment around you. When you remain calm, the situation often settles sooner. When you react emotionally, the tension grows. Your peace becomes a stabilizing force when you choose it consistently. You may also need to remind yourself that you are not responsible for fixing anyone's behavior. Many people exhaust themselves trying to calm others, please others, or adjust themselves to avoid conflict. This habit leads to emotional burnout. When you shift attention to your peace, you give yourself permission to let others handle their own emotional patterns. You stop playing the role of emotional caretaker. You stop walking on eggshells. You stop adjusting yourself to keep others comfortable. you begin caring for your own emotional health, instead of carrying someone else's burdens. A major part of this process is learning to recognize when your mind is creating unnecessary worry. When someone behaves differently, your mind may jump to negative conclusions. It may assume rejection, anger, or disappointment. But these assumptions rarely match the truth. When you shift attention back to your peace, you question these assumptions instead of treating them as facts. You ask whether the situation truly deserves concern. You give yourself space before reacting. You focus on what is real, not what fear invents. This mindfulness helps you stay balanced even in uncertain moments. You can also build peace by strengthening your inner dialogue. When you speak to yourself with clarity and compassion, you reduce the power of external behavior. You tell yourself that you are safe. You remind yourself that you are allowed to have peace, even when others are tense. You reassure yourself that you do not need to argue, defend, or prove anything. When your inner voice becomes stronger, the behavior of others loses its ability to shake you. You become emotionally grounded. Shifting your attention to your peace also means choosing what you give your energy to. Not every comment deserves a reaction. Not every tone deserves an explanation. Not every disagreement needs to turn into conflict. When you learn to let go of what does not matter, you grow emotionally. You learn to preserve your calm and invest your energy where it actually makes a difference. You begin valuing your time, your emotional space, and your mental clarity. You will also discover that focusing on your peace improves your relationships. Instead of reacting with frustration or defensiveness, you respond with understanding. Instead of absorbing someone's tension, you stay steady. Instead of assuming the worst, you give space for the truth to come through. This makes communication more open and reduces unnecessary conflict. When you attend to your peace, you show up as your best self. Another important part of this shift is learning to release the urge to control how others behave. Trying to control someone's mood or reaction only creates tension. You cannot control how someone speaks, feels, or responds, but you can control your attention. You can control your emotional space. You can control your inner calm. When you stop chasing control and start choosing peace, you become emotionally stronger. You remain grounded even when people around you are not. The more you practice shifting your attention inward, the more natural it becomes. You start catching yourself before you spiral into worry. You recognize the difference between your emotions and the behavior of others. You choose calm before anxiety settles. You breathe before reacting. You trust your ability to handle the moment. And slowly your peace becomes your default state, rather than something you fight to find. This chapter is about reclaiming your power. It is about choosing not to let someone else's behavior shape your emotional world. It is about learning how to stay steady even when the outside environment is unstable. When you shift your attention from their behavior to your peace, you create a life where you are no longer pulled into every emotional wave around you. You stand strong within yourself. You protect your mental space. You live with intention instead of reaction, and you discover a deeper, quieter strength that comes from knowing your peace matters more than anyone else's mood.
Chapter 10. Relearn how to stay steady during conflict. There comes a time in your personal growth when you realize that conflict is not the problem. The real challenge is how easily you lose your balance when conflict appears. A raised tone, a misunderstanding, a disagreement, or even a sharp sentence can push you into reaction mode before you understand what is happening. Your heart beats faster, your mind moves quickly, and your emotions jump ahead of your clarity. Staying steady during conflict is not something most people learn naturally. It is something you relearn as an adult by understanding yourself, understanding others, and learning how to remain grounded even when tension fills the space around you. This chapter is about reclaiming your steadiness, rebuilding your composure, and learning how to stand firmly in your own center instead of collapsing into emotional chaos. Conflict often triggers old patterns. You might raise your voice because you were taught that louder means stronger.
You might shut down because you learned that silence keeps you safe. You might over-explain because you fear being misunderstood. You might defend too quickly because you equate disagreement with rejection. These reactions come from habit, not strength. They come from survival, not clarity. Relearning steadiness requires looking at these patterns and recognizing that they no longer serve you. You do not need to fight, freeze, or flee every time discomfort appears. You can stay present with stability, even while emotions move around you. The first step to staying steady during conflict is noticing your physical response. Your body reacts before your mind forms a thought. Your breathing may change. Your voice may tighten. Your hands may feel warm. These signals tell you that your emotional system is preparing for defense. Instead of letting that defense take over, you can pause. A conscious pause is powerful because it interrupts the automatic reaction. That pause gives you space to choose how you want to show up in the moment. Without that pause, conflict controls you. With that pause, you control yourself. The second step is remembering that conflict does not define your worth. Many people panic during conflict because they think the argument means they are failing, or they are wrong, or they are being attacked. But conflict is simply two people experiencing life from different perspectives. Staying steady means separating your identity from the disagreement. You are not threatened because someone sees the situation differently. You are not in danger because someone raises their tone. You are not losing value because someone is upset. When you understand this deeply, your reactions soften. Your fear decreases. Your clarity grows. Another important part of relearning steadiness is choosing to listen before you respond. When emotions run high, people stop hearing each other. They focus on defending themselves rather than understanding the moment. But when you listen carefully, not out of fear but out of clarity, you notice something important. Most conflict is rooted in misunderstanding, stress, or emotional overload, not intentional harm. Staying steady means listening long enough to see the human being behind the frustration. This shift alone can dissolve tension before it grows. You also stay steady by refusing to match someone else's intensity. If they raise their volume, you do not need to raise yours. If they speak quickly, you can slow down. If they sound upset, you can maintain your calm tone. This does not mean suppressing your emotions. It means choosing not to let the other person's state become your state. When you remain steady, you influence the atmosphere of the conflict, rather than letting the atmosphere influence you. Your calm becomes the anchor point in a moment where everything else feels unstable. Another powerful tool for staying steady is asking yourself what the situation really requires. Not what your fear wants to do, not what your ego wants to do, not what your habit wants to do. What does the moment genuinely need? Maybe it needs clarity. Maybe it needs patience. Maybe it needs space. Maybe it needs a question instead of a reaction. When you ask yourself what the conflict requires, you begin responding with intention instead of instinct. This is emotional maturity at its highest level. Staying steady also involves knowing when to step back. You do not need to resolve every issue immediately. You do not need to win every argument. You do not need to respond to every sentence. Sometimes the most powerful choice you can make is stepping away to regain clarity. You stay steady by giving yourself space, rather than forcing yourself through emotional overload. Distance is not avoidance when it is used to protect your peace and allow the discussion to continue productively later. Another important part of relearning steadiness is paying attention to your inner voice. During conflict, your inner voice can either calm you or push you deeper into tension. If it says things like, I must defend myself, I can't let them think that, or I'm being attacked, you will lose your balance. But if your inner voice says, I can stay calm, I do not need to react quickly, or this moment will pass, you strengthen your stability. Training your inner voice takes time, but it is one of the most life-changing skills you can develop. To stay steady during conflict,
You must also understand that not every battle is yours to fight. Some conflicts arise from someone else's stress. Some arise from misunderstanding. Some arise from expectations you never agreed to. Some arise because the other person has unresolved struggles. When you stop taking responsibility for fights that are not yours, you stop drowning in emotional storms. You learn to pick your battles with wisdom, not fear. Staying steady means protecting your dignity even when the conversation gets difficult. When someone becomes emotional, you do not need to mirror that emotion. When someone insults you, you do not need to insult them back. When someone takes things personally, you do not need to lose yourself. Your steadiness is your power. It shows that you do not collapse under pressure. It shows that you know who you are even when the moment gets tense. This kind of steadiness builds respect, not just from others, but from yourself. Another part of relearning steadiness is reminding yourself that conflict is temporary, but your peace is long-term. The heat of the moment will pass. The conversation will end. The tension will fade. But the way you handled yourself remains with you. When you stay steady, you walk away proud of how you showed up. When you react emotionally, you walk away feeling drained or disappointed. Steadiness is not about winning. It is about living in alignment with your values. Staying steady during conflict also requires self-awareness. You must understand the triggers that cause you to react quickly. Maybe you react strongly when you feel disrespected. Maybe you shut down when someone raises their voice. Maybe you get defensive when you feel misunderstood. Knowing these triggers helps you prepare for them. When you notice them rise, you can ground yourself instead of losing your balance. Self-awareness turns conflict into an opportunity for growth rather than a moment of chaos. Relearning steadiness also involves learning how to communicate clearly. Many conflicts escalate because people express themselves through emotion instead of clarity. When you are steady, your words become intentional. You express your needs calmly. You explain your perspective without attacking. You ask questions without hostility. You set boundaries without aggression. This kind of communication reduces pain and increases understanding. As you grow in this ability, you start to notice something important. Staying steady does not mean you feel nothing. It means you choose how to act even when feelings rise. It means you hold your ground without becoming cold. It means you express your truth without losing control. It means you handle conflict with confidence instead of fear. Steadiness is strength, and it is a strength you can develop through practice and self-awareness. Conflict will always appear in life. No one escapes disagreement, but you can relearn how to meet conflict with calm, clarity, and self-respect. When you stay steady, situations become easier to navigate, conversations become more productive, relationships become healthier, and most importantly, you become someone who does not break under pressure. You become someone who leads with intention. You become someone who knows how to protect their peace even when tension rises. This is what it means to relearn steadiness, choosing control over chaos, truth over reaction, and inner strength over emotional storm.